From NPR News in Washington, D.C., this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Doctors treating Ukrainian presidential candidate Viktor Yushchenko have determined that his appearance-altering illness was caused by poisoning. Yushchenko's doctors at a private clinic in Vienna said yesterday that a series of tests proves conclusively that Yushchenko was poisoned by dioxin, a highly toxic chemical. It's not clear who gave Yushchenko the substance. The illness left his face severely pockmarked and swollen, and according to the doctors, it could have killed him if left untreated. Yushchenko became ill in September as he campaigned for disputed elections that have now been declared invalid. His supporters staged mass demonstrations against fraud after his opponent, Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych, was initially declared the winner. A revote is now scheduled for December 26th. Joining us from the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, is Los Angeles Times reporter Davis Holly. Welcome.
Thank you.
What do we know about dioxin?
Well, it's actually the name of a class of chemicals that are organic chemicals, including chlorine. It's related to the substance that was called Agent Orange that was used during the Vietnam War, and it's considered very toxic, and in small doses picked up from the environment, concerns center more on things like cancer over the long term.
Now, Yushchenko claims he was poisoned by his opponents from the Ukrainian government, and it's been said it was in his food. Does that mean Yushchenko knows who exactly slipped the poison to him?
No, he doesn't know, and they're simply saying that it could be passed through food. That's the logical way to expect it. There were, however, certain things that happened the day before he got sick. He was in several places and ate in several places, including having sushi at one place and including having various food and drinks at a guest house or a summer house where among the people he met was the head of the Ukrainian Secret Service.
What does the government say about these allegations?
Early on, the pro-government politicians denied things, and some of them ridiculed them. The fact that he'd had some sushi led to comments that, oh, he had bad sushi. The authorities have simply denied that there's any evidence of criminal wrongdoing here or of poisoning at all until yesterday. But yesterday evening, the general prosecutor's office said that they were reopening a criminal investigation in the case.
How are Yushchenko's supporters in Kiev reacting to the news about the poisoning?
Well, they pretty much were convinced already that this was true because Yushchenko himself has been making this allegation since September. So they thought he was telling the truth and it was obvious. They see it as possibly of some political benefit to him now that there's medical evidence that this is true. It can make people who were wavering perhaps see, oh, well, it turns out Yushchenko wasn't lying about this or wasn't doing it for political benefit. On the other hand, people who support Prime Minister Yanukovych may not believe the doctors in Vienna. So how easily this will influence public opinion is still in doubt, I think.
Now, the revote is scheduled for December 26th. How is this going to affect Yushchenko's ability to campaign?
Well, he's getting better now. He's just over the weekend, he's at the clinic in Vienna, but he went because this was a good time for him to go. So it has no particular downside in terms of his campaigning. That effect really happened in September.
Los Angeles Times reporter Davis Holly in Kiev. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.